commercial take in Tasmania, as I understand it, is carried out entirely by the Aboriginal community. Personally, I don't like the idea of snapping a bird's neck, a bird that's a native bird, but it's a different situation with what the Aboriginal people do for the commercial take compared to what recreational people, mainly non-Aboriginal people, do.
What are the differences?
I think the number one thing is that we have to respect the right of Indigenous people, even though they've obviously changed, you know, how they live, to try to continue some of their practices. And one of the practices was to go to the islands at this time of the year. Two centuries ago, they were going to the islands at this time of the year in community groups and taking mutton birds because they were obviously very fat and great food at this time of the year. Now they are still doing that, connecting to the islands, connecting to the places that their ancestors would have visited, carrying out an activity that their ancestors would have done precisely in the same way. The only difference is they're trying to raise money to enable their people to actually keep going back to the islands. And I assume they're also having to spend a bit of money on managing their islands. So I imagine it's not really a profit-making business. It probably covers the costs of getting out there and not much more.
So why is that more valid than people who are taking birds for no profit in an amateur sort of way?
Well, with the recreational take, we have some years it gets up to close to 1,000 people in Tasmania who are mainly non-Aboriginal people who are doing it for recreation. I don't think there's anyone in Tasmania who will go hungry if they didn't have the right to go and catch mutton birds. I think they're doing it for a recreation, a supposed sport, and I think it is just really abhorrent to go out and practice something for no other reason but sport or recreation. It shows a really bad attitude to native wildlife that you see it as something to go out and play with as you would with another sport.
But who says that is the view? I mean, the word recreational is just the word that's used by the government to distinguish these licences from the commercial licences, is it not?
Yeah, I don't think any non-Aboriginal people can claim any strong cultural connection in the way that Aboriginal people do. I think there's this sort of rather arcane thought of, you know, being able to provide your own food from the land. Things have moved on in the 21st century. You don't have to rely on taking native wildlife to survive these days. And it would be a different situation if it was managed in a way similar to the Aboriginal community, but it isn't. We have 1,000 individuals who largely go out to 37 locations this year you can go to get mutton birds with a recreational license. There is no way that the enforcement people can even visit all 37 sites, let alone be there often enough to know how people are actually taking birds. Now, with the Aboriginal people, I trust that there is always groups of their people. They do it in a limited number of places where it's far more likely that the state government people can actually supervise what's going on. With the recreational people, we don't know the extent of the problem in Tasmania of adults who can't dispatch birds. And one of the ways to do it is to actually require people who are actually applying to go through a test and actually show that they understand how to do it. And I don't think that's such a big impost. People that get licenses to shoot native ducks have to do, as we know, they have to do a wildlife identification test to show that they can identify the birds that are legal to shoot. It would be a far simpler task to have every licensed applicant actually show the Piwi official that they know how to dispatch a bird. At the moment, they don't even have to acknowledge that they've read the instructions, with the one exception that if you've never had a license before, you actually have to sign that you have read the instructions. But if you've had a permit before, you don't even have to acknowledge that you have read and understood the instructions. I say it's a very simple task to get them to go into a room and have a very quick test in front of someone who understands how to dispatch birds properly, and then, you know, 10 minutes later you've got your permit. The government's knocked that back. The previous government's knocked that suggestion back, but I think it still stands as a really practical way of determining whether people can humanely deal with these birds.